That's interesting. Do you know anything about why AT&T licensed the process rather than kept it proprietary?
Oh, the attitude there at AT&T was that it was desirable to have as much of the industry working on semiconductors as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite a different attitude than today when AT&T is trying to be an entrepreneurial company. That at that time we were a regulated monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
There was no danger of anyone moving in on the telephone business, taking it away. On the one hand, there was, on the other hand, there was a lot to be gained by having very reliable, well understood components in the system so that they would last a long time. In some cases, Western Electric would make vacuum tubes, same number as the private companies, but because they went into the telephone system, they were more careful in the construction, and they could afford to have their own factory to make these tubes, because it would last longer.
Mm-hmm.
If they cost twice as much and last twice as long, they would be cheaper because you wouldn't have to change them as often.
Mm-hmm.
And changing something or repairing it always costs more than putting it in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite a different attitude. And in spite of being a monopoly, I know that my general sense, and maybe at this point it's very easy to get to have memory, a tricky memory, but we were proud of the fact that we had the best telephone system in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Monopoly or not, it was the best one in the world.